This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, Sportsperson of the Year... Not so sporty.
Yep. Sports person of the year is not sporty. Is that an oxymoron?
I don't get it. This shouldn't work.
Well, there was a charity run for this sports person, and this person decided to take a bit of a shortcut.
Cheater! Strip them of their title.
This is a great story, not to be missed.
This is the Dribble Threat Podcast. Well, running is something Serena Williams perhaps is not that good at.
Baseline, chasing balls, you know.
You'd think so.
Sportswoman of the year, James. Sportsperson.
Well, yes.
Sportsperson of the year.
Prue Gilday, our newsreader, just alerted us to that
Still
fact.
Still nervous about this segment, guys. Don't know where we're going with this, but tell me, expose the truth about Serena.
Tennis star Serena Williams, who held a 5K charity run in Miami.
In her own name.
Her own charity run.
Let me guess. Terrible time.
Didn't has been finish. Caught cheating on her own charity run.
Scandal.
At the 2 kilometre mark, Serena Williams has been spotted getting a cab.
Oh, my God. She can't run 5K.
To the finish line where she got into a taxi at the 2K mark, which then got it to speed to the end.
You know what?
And then ran the last bit.
I really hope in the taxi she, like, spritzed herself with some water to make it look like she was sweaty.
And... Got some pictures here for those who are playing in the studio.
I would totally do that, guys. She doesn't look very natural running, does she?
Her sister didn't even finish the run at all.
No, she gave up. No. I will not have you say a bad word about Venus.
It's from the Daily Mail, so...
Venus finished the run, I believe.
No, she didn't.
Oh.
She took cabot as well.
Uber. She went home.
She Ubered.
So now do you see the coincidence, Prue, why we were like, did Prue just say that she's sportswoman of the year?
The news service that I rely on is letting me down today.
Well, it's not the news service's fault. Like, who chose the sports person
just
of the year?
Just being the greatest athlete.
Sports Illustrated.
In the human race.
Yeah.
Of the year. If you can't finish your own bloody charity run.
Do you think maybe she was just a bit tired?
It's like, not a marathon, though. Like, it's 5K. Yeah.
And people walk those things. Look, I get that some people may have a struggle, and if you can't do 5 kilometres, that's fine. I have no problem with it. Just don't be the bloody sports person of the year!
Yeah, that's true. Like, I can't do 5Ks, and I'm not claiming no sports person of the year.
You know,
but isn't it...
Maybe you can win next year. That's what this tells us, Christine.
I can get a cab.
You know what this is telling me? This is telling me if not even Serena Williams, sports person of the year, can run 5Ks, well, there's no hope for me.
No. Well, there is hope for you, James. I think that's what that should tell you.
Well, yeah.
I just think it's getting a cab... is quite often a very stressful situation. If you've only got 3 kilometres to go, the fact of hailing a cab, paying for it, negotiating the fare, questioning why they've put an extra $5 on the meter, that would break more of a sweat than doing the extra 3K.
Do you think this is a preempted one, though? Do you reckon it was already called? Do you think booked in advance?
I feel as though it's like a children's storybook. You know how there's that story of the two hippos in a swimming race and its twin hides in the bushes, and when they get to a certain point, he goes and wins. I feel as though there's a moral in this story somewhere that she gets caught out and loses.
Well, yeah, it ends up in the Daily Mail.
It's all over the interwebs.
Serena. Boo-boo.
Can they revoke Sports Person of the Year for this?
Hang on, isn't it Sports Illustrated, though? So isn't that the one about, like, your boobs and stuff?
Yeah.
No, that's the swimsuit edition.
Maybe it's got a different criteria for Sports Person
of the Year.
I'm
pretty sure they generally got hotties on the front, though, yeah.
Yeah, and she's got a pretty amazing physique. So it doesn't matter about the 5Ks, guys. The moral of the story.
She's fit for tennis, not for running. That's
what's
what
that? Boobs. Great. You're the Triple Threat.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.